He knew what he was doing. I respected him more than really almost any other director I ever worked with. Because you'd walk into his office and go into the first office, and there would be pieces of paper on the wall going up to the ceiling, you know, along all the walls, all four walls of drawings. And that would be the film. And it was taken down and put into a big book, big, thick book. And the man would sit next to the camera with this big book. And Hitch would look over and say, "What's next?" And he'd see what it was and say, "Well, you know, the camera goes here," and blah, blah, blah. And he did, you know, he did all his homework. And he was the only director I ever really knew and worked with that did that much homework. And, you know, in his good movies, it really shows. And, you know, he was very funny. If he liked you, he really liked you. And sometimes he'd sort of be, you know, snoozing or something. And I'd say, "Hitch, are you all right? Is everything all right?" He'd say, "Yes." He'd say, "It's only a movie. It's only a movie." You know? And he was very funny that way. And, of course, the crew, you know, all the technicians that worked on the set, they loved him. They just loved him because he knew what the heck he was doing. He really did. Much more than most of the directors.
Now, of course, he was famous for his quote that, you know, actors are cattle, which he later retracted and said, "I didn't say they were cattle. I said they should be treated like cattle." But you didn't find him to be that way. So you didn't think he was too much of a technician? Did he give you a lot of direction as an actor, or did he just let you do your own thing?
He gave very little direction to the actors. Unless he didn't like the actor, then, you know, then that poor actor was in trouble. But
do you have any particular examples of that you could share?
Well, Ruth Roman he didn't like. And he had to take her. And he couldn't believe that himself, that, you know, she was this lovely woman, you know, with a family and everything that were ambassadors or wherever he was. And so he, you know, he wasn't partial to her. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't bad to her in any way.
He wasn't blonde.
But he was not, yeah, he wasn't, she wasn't blonde, right. But he generally enjoyed his actors. And the actors, of course, enjoyed him because he knew what he was doing from the very beginning. That's something. A lot of them don't.